Hello and welcome to episode 77 of the Main Yarn Podcast, brought to you by Knitwit Yarn Shop. Hi, I'm Julie.
And I'm Jen.
And we have a whole bunch of segments, as usual.
We're going to talk about what we're wearing, because you can see it now that we're on video.
I know. We're going to talk about finished objects, I think, comes next. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think so.
That's going from memory. Yeah. We've only done this 76 times, so we should know by now.
What we're working on.
What we want to work on next.
Some shop talk.
We'll have at least one catastrophe.
And we'll end with making stuff.
Yeah.
And we may have a guest appearance by one or both of my cats, because if you saw the blooper reel from last month, Snowball, our white cat, knows when we set up the camera, and we'll walk right in front of it. And we were literally about to hit record here, and she just was like, oh, hi, time for my spotlight?
Yep.
Got right in the camera.
She's like, it's December, my name is Snowball, obviously this is all about me.
Yes, I think she liked we put up the ring light because we have no more daylight here in Maine for another week.
Yeah, it's not even that late in the afternoon.
I know. But the ring light is helpful, and you can see the reflection of it, but it is warm. Under that light, and I'm thinking that might be what she likes.
Yeah. So, can't blame her.
Anyway,
let's talk about, what are you wearing today?
What am I wearing? I am wearing the Pearside cardigan by... Mm-hmm. No.
No.
You're wearing
I'm
the
wearing...
Sorry.
Wait, I'm Julie and you're Jen, right?
Right.
Okay, got it.
This is the lightweight pullover.
Okay. It's also Hanifetic?
Also by Hanifetic, which is why I was very confused. And is made with Quince & Company Chickadee, which is a sport weight. So it is, hence the name, the lightweight pullover, which is good for me because I don't usually get cold enough to need anything warmer than this.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I'm wearing a ton of stuff.
So tell us about it.
Well, we'll start with
Hanifetic.
Yeah, so we'll start with Pearside.
Brought to us by Hanifetic.
Also brought to us by Hanifetic and the letter G. So this is
and
the
Snowball.
And Snowball. This is the Pearside cardigan. We should switch. Can we try it right now?
So here's the new fanciness.
Yeah.
Look at that.
There we go. Look at that. So I'll take that out of the way. So this is a nice close-up of the beautiful cable design in the sweater.
The color is coming off a little different than what I'm seeing it in real life.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, green is a tough one on camera.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It is sort of a moss green.
It is all kinds of greens, though, because remember it was a make-your-own fade. So in various sections, it's darker, turquoisey, sagey greens.
Yeah.
So that's the Pearside cardigan that I've talked about a lot. I'm also wearing my Easy Speedy scarf from the Easy Speedy hat and scarf pattern that I apparently put out 2 years ago. I didn't remember that, but that's what this is.
Lovely.
Thank you. And then I'm taking it off on purpose, but before I get to that, I'm also...
Here.
Yeah, but also, do you want to see my socks?
Yeah, I don't know. To see your socks. Here, put them on my kitchen table.
See, that's what I was wondering about.
Yes, this is a very weird sort of...
And I do still do yoga, dear viewers, so this is brought to you by yoga.
Yeah.
But these are some socks that when I was looking them up, I apparently called them my socks with two exclamation marks. I guess I wasn't feeling particularly creative in the naming, but I use these a lot.
There you go.
There we go. Let me just take my foot off the table.
A little wash table before dinner.
And then last but not least, I'm also modeling some swag.
Yeah.
From Knitwit. I love this t-shirt, by the way. It's very flattering.
Yep. And I should have been using my mug, which did come in,
because
we said that it was missing. It's great size. Yeah. It's like the 15-ounce size. So
yeah, I have a mug, too.
It's a nice big size.
Yeah. So, if you want to get some Main Yarn Podcast gear, where can people get that?
From the my website. Knitwitportland.com.
Sorry, I didn't mean to stump you with that one.
Yeah, like I've never said that before.
It's been a long weekend.
I was just kind of distracted by Snowball.
Yeah.
Now sitting just outside of frame.
Because there you can get Knitwit gear there, but you can also get the podcast gear. So this is new podcast gear available.
Yeah.
And I like it. I might have to invest in some others.
Speaking of new gear, this is more shop talk, but I'll just throw it in here because I didn't put it on the agenda, but or outline, whatever it is.
The list of segments.
Yeah. What was I saying? Oh, so every year we work with Scott Nash to create our bags. Projects.
Project bags. Bags,
and we make it into t-shirts.
Yeah.
And I am wearing one of those, so this will be weird, but I'm wearing the dragon.
Yeah. Very nice.
So he has created a new one for us for 2024. I have seen it. It is amazing. You are all going to love it. It will probably be out in February. So,
all right.
Once all the holiday excitement has died down, I'll have something to look forward to.
Yeah, very nice. You're looking for that Valentine's Day special gift.
Yeah.
Of course. Very cool. So, So I won when it comes to what we're wearing, but let's see how we do on finished objects.
I think you're going to win again.
Oh, my goodness.
I got nothing.
That's crazy, because usually I lose when it comes to finished objects.
Not in December.
Not in December, because...
Sometimes November, too.
Yeah. So let's bring those out. Which one do I have first? The turquoise stripe. So we talked about the mitten train last time. I'll also talk about the spoiler alert. There'll be a little bit of a catastrophe section as well, which is why I don't have as many done as I would like. But I've got these turquoise stripe mittens.
Those are lovely.
Thank you.
And more green than they look on my screen.
Yeah, again, more green. So I've got those, and then the other pair. I'm counting them as done, but notice there's some tails. I know some tails hanging off that I haven't sewn in yet. These I'm calling Anastasia's mitts. Hopefully she's not watching or listening. For Anastasia, I made these in a beige, pink, and gold colorway.
Cool.
They're all made with leftover sock yarn.
Nice.
So I think part of it is that, I always go into this. I'm going to make a ton of stuff around Christmas for people. Mm-hmm. But if you're making it out of sock yarn, you probably need to start earlier in the year.
Yeah.
Turns out.
You used bulky yarn last year?
I think I did. I used super bulky. Yeah.
You made cowls last year, right?
I made cowls.
Everyone with the super bulky?
Yeah, and they took no time at all. So that was it. I made cowls, and then I made hats for the guys, because I wasn't sure they wanted the super bulky cowls, but I don't know. Yeah.
So we are exactly 1 week out from Christmas.
Yeah.
How are you doing there?
Got about 10 more pairs of mittens to get to make.
Are you taking this week off?
No. Just one day. We'll see. At least some of them are smaller. For little kids.
Little kids, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll see how it goes.
You have a lot of lucky people in your family. Rarely knit for people other than me.
Yeah, it's only around Christmas. It's only for the kids or the... Anyway, yeah. Generally kids. Mm-hmm. So get that.
All right. You're still more generous than me. And I have no finished objects.
Yeah.
So we can just move right on to what we're working on.
All right. Well, what are you working on?
So that's beautiful. I am working on... this is called The Desperate Housewife by Melanie Berg. You can lay that under there.
Yes. I want to feel it first,
I'll let you lay it and feel it while you're going. Mm-hmm. So this is a cardigan, mm-hmm. and I am making it out of my Emma's Yarn Small-A-Day Advent Kit. So that is where you get one small skein of yarn, 20 mm-hmm. ounces every day.
Yeah.
And you can see I'm not caught up because I've got, 9 colors there, maybe?
Yeah. Yep.
And, 9. Yeah. So, and today is, 17th? So I'm not that far behind.
No.
But so all the main colors are that. Mm-hmm. And then the contrast color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is Vixen from Little Fox. And I'm holding it double because I got the DK set of the smaller days. So that came mm-hmm. in a fingering weight or a DK.
Mm-hmm.
We do have one set left of the this fingering weight version.
Yeah.
And if nobody buys it before I get to it,
I
might
make another one?
Take it home. But I'm not going to make another one of these because this is in the DK weight.
Yeah.
And I did to kind of mess with the pattern mm-hmm. a little bit because it wasn't written for a DK weight.
Yeah.
And it was also written for having more mm-hmm. of this yarn than I have of each color. So my stripes, I don't know if you noticed, but they get kind of smaller as you go down the yoke
mm-hmm.
Because they wouldn't fit all the way around. But now I've separated the sleeves, and so I'm keeping it at the smaller width, and I mm-hmm. believe I will have enough to match the width and the color stripes down the sleeves as I go.
Yeah.
So But it wasn't what I was expecting. I had no idea what the colors were going to be because it's a mystery kit. And so far, it's very pinks into oranges. So we will see what happens as we go. But I am loving these colors.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, she did give some hints as to what good contrast colors would be if you wanted to do something that was had a main color background. And I picked one. Well, yeah. I didn't because this isn't an Emma's yarn. I was out of that color. But it's going to be back in stock Monday, tomorrow.
Great.
But I'm not going to change now.
No, don't go back.
I already started with the Vixen Held Double.
Yeah.
And that sort of replicates a DK weight yarn.
Yeah.
Close enough. But I think it's going to be nice. It's a little tight when I'm knitting it. My hands get a little bit sore. But the way when I blocked my swatch, I really like the fabric and it gets a little bigger.
Yeah.
So the importance of blocking, because I would have gone looser and then it gets really loose after you block it. So it's just been fun. And these colors, you know, it's just 20 grams of a color and you kind of knock one out a night. So it's kind of interesting. It keeps it interesting, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... With changing colors on these mittens, I wouldn't be able to do it if I couldn't. They're all made with, like, leftover...
Yeah.
Generally, I make them with leftover sock yarn, because, surprise, surprise, I have leftover sock yarn a lot. But it's putting the colors together that makes it interesting.
Yeah.
And then you've made one, and then you pick another set of colors and another design.
So there was a couple other Advent calendar kind of projects out there that I really liked, so that's why I got my eye on that second kit. Mm-hmm. One was this, like, blanket thing from Laura Nelkin, who taught at our retreat last year. It's just so pretty. It's like she starts in the center and it's kind of like pie shaped.
Yeah.
So, but it comes out to be this really big, pretty blanket. So I might make that. But then also Casapinka came out with a...
Oh, I saw, I think.
Yeah. Is it a shawl, I think?
Yeah, there's a shawl, but there's also a blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those two are out there and calling my name if nobody buys that kit from me. So please buy it because I got so many other projects.
Do you have other Advent kits or is that the only one?
That's the last one I have.
Okay.
We had more, but
yeah,
it's just the one kit. And it comes with a tin of a Love and Leche bar in like a Christmassy sort of scent.
Sort of.
I think we smelled it last month maybe.
Yeah.
On the
yes.
Or maybe before the podcast. But it was sort of like a minty peppermint kind of a smell. So, very yummy.
That's the only... Well, it's one of the few senses we cannot portray. We're on video. We're talking. But we cannot portray smell or taste.
No.
Accurately, at least.
Or touch.
Like, or touch. Yeah. Okay, there's quite a few. Anyway,
right, you can see and hear us now.
Yes. Hi. Oh dear.
Okay. Where were we? What are you working on?
So I am working on a pair of mittens. Surprise, surprise. So and then this is a very stripey color way. I started off thinking this is going to be for one of the men I have to make mittens for. Because look, it's like blue and brown and orange. But again, I found fuchsia. So not every guy on my list, I think, wants fuchsia. Or it might skew that way.
Yeah.
There we go. I don't know if it really looks fuchsia in this light, but that I'm telling you guys.
No, I just meant to put you in the middle of the camera.
Yeah. It's coming out. There's a fuchsia kind of stripe. Yeah. So it's fine. It'll be for someone else. Okay. But yeah, these are just beginning. Just started these today.
Nice.
What else are you working on?
That's it.
Okay.
I think. Well, I didn't start this till December 1st. So since it was sort of the end of November when we recorded.
Yeah.
I probably did a little bit more on my open bar.
Yeah.
Another Emma's Yarn thing. Seems to be what I'm into these days, but this has been primarily just kind of working through this and traveling. Went back to Omaha one time this month and then working on a new thing for the shop. which I can't tell you about. I'll tell you more about it next month. But yeah, it is going to be cool.
Yeah, it will.
The next big thing. Okay, so where were we? So that's what I'm working on, what you're working on. You've got two things you're working on.
I got two things I'm working on, but I want to save... I'll save talking about the other one until we get to Natastrophes. How's that? Because I think it'll make more sense then.
Sounds good.
All right. So we are brought to you by Knitwits. Knitwit Yarn Shop is Maine's premier yarn destination. We are located at 34 Danforth Street in Portland, Maine, just steps away from the working waterfront. Knitwit has been a favorite knitting destination for locals and visitors since 2004. We carry the big national brands, as well as the latest indie-dyed yarns. Plus, we are the original flagship store for Maine's own Quince & Company. If you can't make it in, you can shop our full inventory at knitwitportland.com and also follow us on Instagram at Knitwit Yarn Shop or Facebook at Maine Knitwit. But make sure you stop by to say hello on your next Maine vacation.
Awesome. Thank you.
No problem. I felt when I was saying the Knitwit Yarn Shop or at Maine Knitwit, I was thinking we should write that on a piece of paper and just like very low tech, just hold it across the screen instead of having actual subtitles or anything.
Yeah. Well, eventually I'll learn how to do that. I think I did that a little bit during one of them when I superimposed some. But you see, we
over
got two cameras this time too, which is pretty fancy.
Yeah, I know.
We're getting there.
We're getting there. So what do you want to work on next?
I honestly want to finish this and then work on some of the projects that I have sitting up in my bedroom waiting that I started before.
Who are you and what have you done with Jen?
It's weird. I don't know. But they're there and they're like kind of not buried in my closet. They're just kind of open.
Calling to you?
Yeah. I keep seeing them and going, oh, that one was fun. I know I want to do that again. So there's that.
Great.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
It's weird. Oh, I didn't put it here. Okay, so what I do want to work on next, I didn't write it down.
And back to normal.
Yeah, sorry. So last time I was in the shop, I picked up yarn for a temperature blanket for 2024. Mm-hmm. And I found an article by Toni Lipsey, who does some amazing crochet work, about how she plans her, and I'm going to put this all on social media next week probably, how she plans out her temperature blankets. Mm-hmm. And how it doesn't just always have to be, you know, like garter stitch stripes, which are fine if you want to do that. But I thought I'd do crocheted squares this time, where each round is a day, and then the month becomes a whole square.
Okay.
And then you do another square for the next month. It just looked so pretty. She had one she did. And I picked out a bunch of colors of I should have brought it because they're right over there. But... not where you can see it.
Just trying to help.
Different room through that wall.
Still can't do it.
Yes. So it was a combination of, and I'll bring it next month, but Quince and Company, Wimbrel.
Yeah.
And Barocco Pima 100. Mm. So a bunch of worsted weight cotton yarn.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like a summer blanket, right? And the colors are just gorgeous. So there's these new colors of Willett and Wimbrel from Quince that are just, they were inspired by Maine wildflowers. And so they're just these bright, vibrant, gorgeous colors. And then I mixed it in with some colors of the Pima 100 that I didn't have in Wimbrel.
Yeah.
Just to make like this really pretty kind of color palette. So I'll show you next time. But it's more... more kind of bright and springy than like other temperature blankets or scarves that I've done before.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we will add that. Doesn't really have a pattern. I will link to her article though.
Very nice.
Let me write that down so
I remember. So you don't forget.
Yes.
All right.
And then when I post it on social media next week, I'll put like the colors so everyone can see it. And what do you want to work on next?
I put weaving because it's still hanging over me. I'm supposed to be getting a loom. And then I had to put... So I was sick with this flu thing for like 2 months.
That's crazy.
So I just didn't feel good going into the place that sells the looms, where they have in-person classes, and you can go and they set it all up for you, and she helps you, and like coughing all over the poor lady. And it literally, it sounds like I'm exaggerating, but I was still coughing when I came here, right? And I have coffee. It has literally been 2 months because it started at Rhinebeck. I thought I just had a really weird allergic reaction, but it turns out no. Sorry.
Crazy.
Yeah, so I've put it on hold, and now of course I couldn't even think about it really because I'm in full throes of mitten knitting. Yes, mitten world. But as soon as mitten world comes to an end, weaving. Mark my words, it's gonna happen. 2024. It's gonna be the year.
The year of the weaving.
Can we write that down too? No, I'm kidding.
Because then I'll hold you to it.
Yeah.
If we write it down.
Yeah. The other thing, though, is like Mabel is calling to me because Mabel went so fast.
Yeah.
I started it and it was going so fast. And I was like, I don't want to put it aside.
Yeah. I want to get back to my other projects too.
Yeah. Oh, well. But that's it.
Yep.
What about the shop? What's going on? What's new that you can tell us about?
Yes. Yeah, so the new thing that I can tell you about is that Wit at the Shores 2024 is a go.
Yay. Hope to see you there.
Tickets are on sale now and they are selling fast.
Yeah, cool.
A lot of people who were there last year have already re-signed up. So if you are looking to join us, grab your tickets now before they're gone. Because especially class sizes are going to be limited. You may not get your first choice of classes.
Yeah. And get your campground booking too, right?
Yes.
Like if you have a preference about, you know, like staying in a hotel versus staying in a campground in your own camper, or maybe you want to rent one of their on-site kind of campers or cabins.
Yeah. Very limited though. So that is probably the most important part to get now. But if you do have a tent or a camper and you like that sort of thing, it's an amazing place.
Yeah, it's like literally on the ocean.
Yeah.
Like you can camp on the ocean.
Well, maybe a few feet back so you don't float away.
Okay, yeah. But you know what I meant.
Yes, sorry. Smart aleck. too much of my dad in me. So, hi, Dad. So, my parents sent me a picture of them watching this on YouTube.
No, really?
On their big screen in their living room.
Aww.
And my dad standing next to it, like,
aww.
Where I was like as big as it. It was
okay.
So cute.
Okay, mom and dad, challenge. Need you guys to do that too.
Oh, your mom and dad.
Yeah, my mom and dad.
All right. We'll see who. And then you need you both to like repost on social media.
Yeah.
And we'll see.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah.
I gotta work on that.
Okay.
But they might need me over there to. Get it onto their TV screen is the only thing.
Mm.
Oh, well. We'll figure it out.
Well, you'll have to go to England then.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. They're in the Canary Islands on holiday. But normally, they're in England, yes.
Where's the Canary Islands?
It's kind of off the coast of Europe heading towards Africa.
Is it part of a country? Or is it its own country?
I might be a dependent commonwealth of Spain. I didn't know I was going to get this question.
Well, it's trivia night.
Yeah, it's Las Islas Canarias, and they speak Spanish.
Okay.
But it's actually a long way from Spain, if I'm right. Somebody please check me
on
that.
Speaking of Spain, another shop thing I didn't remember to write down. We'll go back to this first one in a minute. Is that we now ship all over the world.
Yay.
From our store.
Yeah.
And you can buy in your own currency, and it will pay, it will charge you all your duties and taxes right there, so there shouldn't be any more charges when it gets delivered.
Cool.
Yeah,
because
so
that's
pretty exciting.
Because I've had that happen when you receive stuff, and then it's like, you need to
surprise.
Pay this.
Right. Nope. So we've worked it out so our store can now do that.
Very cool.
Yeah. So
truly
it's not every country.
Yeah.
But it kind of, it's a lot of them.
Would you like me to do the ad in 4 different languages?
Yes.
Okay.
I would.
I will work on that.
Okay. That'll be another outtake.
Yes.
And we'll have to add wording about it being available in their country.
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever you're speaking.
In their countries, yes. Like French, we could list up a whole bunch of countries. Yeah.
Cool. All right. So that's happening. But back to the retreat.
Sorry. That was a long detour.
Yeah.
And all over the world with that one.
So we have our instructors signed up, and that's why our classes are filling up so quickly, because they are amazing. You're going to love this. Mm-hmm. We have Casapinka is coming back.
Yay.
So she is going to teach a couple classes. Mm-hmm. And then we have Bristol Ivy.
Yay.
And...
Love Bristol.
Yes. And Alicia Plummer. So we have, and we have our cat.
And a cat.
Yeah. This is...
There may not be a cat.
Because I mentioned Casapinka.
That's why. Yeah. She's getting mad at Sharon or something.
Very smart.
Yeah. Or she wants to say hi to Sharon.
Or maybe.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
Good job.
Because Casapinka famously has a cat called Sharon from Security.
Yes.
And actually, Snowball is from tech support, because earlier Snowball was adjusting...
Oh, she did adjust the camera.
The cameras. Yeah. Yeah, so Snowball from tech support, mm-hmm. I think.
I think so.
Is that correct, Snowball?
Yeah, that's why Snowball? She showed up.
Oh, there's a...
Now what's she playing with?
A ladybug.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, so that was fun. Where are we?
She's tech support. She's getting the bugs out.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
God. Dad jokes aplenty.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So
Shop Talk Retreat.
Three amazing instructors.
Yes.
Tickets are on sale now. Mm-hmm. It includes, for people who haven't been there yet, how would you describe this retreat?
Oh, it's a great mashup of, like, if you ever pictured a campground that was designed for crafters, knitters, and also people who love the ocean and being in Maine on the ocean, like, this is what you would invent. You would you would dream it up, and this would be it.
That's
like,
what we did.
Yeah, so it's like because. Rocky, yeah. Rocky coastline, not beach coastline, but rocky coastline.
Yeah.
Campground, and yeah, we went there for a different reason and went,
yeah,
this could be it.
We need to make a retreat here.
Yes, and then you're just with these, you know, superstar teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're sitting and having lunch with them as well. So it's
right.
just
and
a great...
And all your new best friends, because they all love the same thing you do.
Yes. It's just great. It's great to be around a bunch of people who kind of feel the same way about something.
Yes.
And appreciate, and then you like, oh, I love that. Is that, you know, you're going around going, oh, yeah, I made one of those too.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's great. If you need to... Especially if you don't have a lot of people who are knitters in your life.
Right.
It's
Come
really
find
great.
Your people.
Yeah, find your people here.
And what was I going to add?
I don't know.
Dang it.
That was
My
a long run on sentence I gave.
So that's who it's for, right? So mm-hmm. people like us who love the outdoors, love mm-hmm. the ocean, love Maine,
mm-hmm.
and love knitting and yarn and. Mm-hmm. patterns and good yarn and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's probably not for you if you're like not an outdoors person at all. Like
it's not like you're hiking every day though.
No, we're not. Right?
It's but just like if you,
you
don't
know, if the Marriott is your idea of roughing it.
Yeah.
You know, it might not be your ideal. Right? This isn't like it is catered. The food is amazing.
Yeah.
You don't have to cook for yourself for 3 days.
Right.
It's
fancy camping, though. It's kind of like glamping. More
right,
than...
and you do have the option to stay at a hotel off-site.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, you know, it's
outdoors.
Kind of rustic.
Yeah, you're going to need
you're
your...
at a campground.
You're going to need your bean wellies to get your gum rubbers, as they say in Maine, your wellies to get, you
boots,
know, boots.
What if, she's trying to say.
If it's been raining, to walk between the classes, maybe.
Maybe,
like,
yeah.
Which you wouldn't need at the Marriott. But otherwise, I really don't. Yeah.
No.
I think it's not super. Anyway.
I'm just trying to say.
I know.
Everybody would love it. But if you are a person who would, this is, you know, I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing. It's like all
I love
my favorite
it too.
Things.
Me too.
So, and, you know, actually, all of these teachers have taught at this retreat before, and they all love it, and we're excited to come back. So,
yes.
it's a lot of fun.
And I think Ashley will come back, too.
Oh, yeah. Ashley.
Ashley is, like, my alter ego. It's Ashley with an E-I-G-A-H, and she takes a lot of the classes, and, like, took a class with Ms. Pinka, and Ms. Pinka left me in charge of the class last time. I know, I almost had to put someone in detention. They were, like, so rude to me. But I'm kidding you guys. Everyone was awesome. It was super awesome. Anyway, my name is Ashley. I might be there. All right, bye. Okay, Julie's back. It's fine. Okay, we're fine.
Okay, so, yes, we did have a little stand-up improv going on. I don't know which one it was. Maybe a little
Yeah, a little of both.
Combined.
A little of both, yeah.
Yep. So, there's catered food, deliciousness, mm-hmm. and there's classes. Everybody gets to pick 4 classes, mm-hmm. and there's an option to pick a 5th.
Wow.
Every day there's 2 classes offered. Mm-hmm. There's a yarn shop that you can, like a pop-up yarn shop. We bring a mm-hmm. bunch of stuff. Still trying to decide that.
Yeah.
There's an amazing swag bag.
Yeah.
Tell us about the swag bag.
Yeah, I'm still using stuff from the swag bag. Actually, I'm sure it's going to feature my mittens as well. But yeah, like little yarns, full-size skein of yarn in a special colorway you can't get anywhere else. Right.
It's this, we do a retreat colorway each year.
Yeah. Oh, God, there were so many things. Sorry, there were notions. There were some beautiful notions. Were they Katrinkles?
Probably.
Katrinkles, and I ended up wearing them as a necklace.
That one was from Quince donated that.
Oh, Quince, yeah, I ended up wearing it as a necklace. It's still a necklace in my... I've worn it as a necklace a couple times. It's supposed to be beautiful stitch markers.
Custom swag of some sort. We haven't decided what we're doing next year, but last year we got cups.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Names on it, so everyone didn't get confused, and so we didn't have to like throw away a million cups.
And magazine, might have been a magazine.
Magazines and patterns
and a book, kind of a basics of knitting book.
Oh,
right?
And don't forget the giveaways too.
Yeah. Oh,
on top the giveaways. Of all the stuff you automatically get just for showing up, there's prizes.
Yeah.
From our sponsors.
Yes. Which were amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like. Someone got a full Afghan kit.
Yep.
Like all the yarn. Like it was giant. And then, all kinds of beautiful stuff.
Yeah.
And
it's totally worth it, you guys.
Yeah.
Even if you don't be put off by the roughing it unless you really, really don't want to walk outside.
Yeah. 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 If you're anti outside. But yes, the classes are held inside unless it's a gorgeous sunny day and the class and the teachers decide to take their chairs out to the garden.
Mm-hmm.
So all that good stuff. Some of the classes that are out there, Alicia's going to teach us a little bit about going from sheep to yarn.
Mm-hmm.
Like what happens after you shear a sheep and how you get to yarn from there, and there'll be a little bit of spindle spinning with that. So if you've never spun anything and want to learn a little bit about how yarn is made, that would be a good class.
There are sheep there too, by the way, at the campground.
Sometimes they just wander around.
Yeah.
And there are, let's see what else. There was an intro to brioche class, an mm-hmm. intro to intarsia,
mm-hmm.
How to make your first sweater. So they're kind of like all different levels of classes for people.
Yeah.
So something for everyone.
And, I was about to say that.
And it's really just about hanging out with your tribe for 3 days.
Yeah.
And expanding your tribe. It's amazing.
And bring all your knitwear you want to show off.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And we can't forget the scavenger hunt. That's always been a hit,
yes.
too.
Yeah.
So, and then you get more raffle tickets for the prizes.
Yeah.
It's all good. All right. Catastrophes.
It's time. Yeah, so I feel like I'm behind on my mittens this year, not just because they're in, let's go and switch, not just because they are in sock yarn, but also because I kept going back and forth on my pattern and changing my mind. So this is one of the first mittens I made.
Very cute.
Thanks.
I like the patterning.
Yeah, so I like the patterning on this one, but I don't know if you can tell, but the thumb is a little bit tight.
Okay.
So I ended up increasing the stitch count on the thumb. This is the trouble that I kind of make my own pattern each year.
And you don't remember it from...
Yeah, I've written it down. I'd show it to you, but it's more of a drawing than writing right now.
Yeah.
It's like a diagram with like stuff, speech bubbles. But I ended up having to increase this. So I will have to unpick this thumb. I'll probably end up unpicking almost this whole thing. And then I made this a little bit wider than I think I needed to.
Yeah.
So I ended up narrowing the hand of the mitten, and then I ran out of yarn. So the other thing I just did this morning is on the ones that I finished, I weighed them just to make sure that when I'm selecting the yarn, that the yarn weight, you know, I need at least, let's say, 45 grams.
Yes.
because I kept having just enough and then unpicking it. So right now I've got one finished mitten and one almost finished mitten that don't match each other. So I've got to decide whether I'm just tinking the whole thing or what. But this had thrown my mojo off so much, I had to put these aside, these blue-green ones. That's why I said I'm working on them, but I had to put them aside and start these other ones,
yeah.
The ones I showed you that were done, because they were throwing me off so much. But I'll come back to it, and I'll be like, oh, okay, I'll just fix this and this, and then I'll have another pair.
Well, what if you were in the room of requirement?
Yeah, maybe that's where I need to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is also the room of requirement is outside Harry Potter's world, is in Searsport,
yeah.
Maine.
So we discovered that when we were at Searsport Shores campground, which is, and they don't call it this, just me and Julie. So
yeah.
Just don't go up there and ask people for it. But yeah, it was just one of the places
crazy.
We have classes. They call it the art studio.
Yeah.
It's just got everything you could ever want.
Yeah, it's amazing.
We were trying to, what were we doing? We were working on my quilt.
Yes.
Which I don't think is done yet. But this is like 4 years ago. I laid it out and I had to pin it together. And I'm like, gee, I wish I had
an
duct
iron.
Tape or
an
iron. Like, I kept saying that. And then we'd turn around and be like, oh, there
that's
it
one.
Is. It was crazy. So it just sort of became the room requirement to us. And it's still a magical place.
Yeah, and I ended up staying in that building.
Yeah.
Because the artist-in-residence quarters were available. So I ended up staying in the artist-in-residence quarters, which were like a little fairy bedroom with like...
Made of doilies.
Handmade doily curtains. Like if you had an old-fashioned four-poster bed and you had curtains around it, kind of had that feel.
Yeah.
But it was upstairs from the room of requirement. The only trouble is, I remember thinking, I wish there was a fridge. I'm like, of course there'll be a fridge. So I went down there and there was a fridge. And I left something there. Like I had leftovers.
Yeah. Hopefully they won't be there still when you
hopefully
get there.
Not. But anyway, all this, just shout out to Searsport Shores as well, because obviously that's a campground that's available, outside of the retreat as well. So it's a lovely place as well.
I would go there.
Yeah.
Even if not going for the retreat.
Yeah.
We had a blast.
Yeah.
All right. So, catastrophes aside.
Yes.
Making stuff. So I've been making stuff.
Yay.
I've been spinning.
Yeah, so you can see.
So
wow.
Well, I think I mentioned this before. When I went to Rhinebeck and you got sick, bought two fleeces.
These things are not related. Oh, wait, for the cat. The cat is going to walk across slowly.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Here, I'm going to switch to the other camera while she's... Okay. There's your piece of yarn.
These are my mittens.
All right, so I'm going to put out there just a little sample.
Yeah.
This is kind of washed fleece. Oh. So... This fleece was this dark color. Mm-hmm. There was also some gray and there was some white, and I separated it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm spinning it separately, and I'm going to knit a sweater out of it with some color work.
Nice.
So this is the fleece.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I washed it properly. This is my first fleece.
Yeah.
Because it is still very lanolin-y. Mm-hmm. And I realized that the thermometer I was using to...
Pay no attention.
The thermometer I was using to determine how hot the water was to wash the fleece was broken.
Oh, no.
Yeah. How do you get a broken thermometer? I don't know. I bought it, and I started using it. Like, it came broken.
Oh, no.
It was like a candy thermometer. So I don't know if there's something I was supposed to do to, like, set it. But, so, yes, this is fleece.
Mm-hmm.
And then I run it through my drum carder, which I've got here, and I make a bat. And then,
the drum card is too heavy to show everybody.
And it's bolted to the table right now.
Okay.
And then here's my singles.
It's amazing.
So proud.
Yeah.
Look
at that.
And then I'm doing 3-ply. So I'll have to make, I make 3 of those. I do 30 grams. Yes. 30 grams of bat. And I put it into singles like that. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to ply them into a 3-ply and get sort of a worsted weight yarn.
Yeah.
So
that's
what I've been making. And it's been a lot of fun.
Great.
And then I'm using all the leftover fluffy bits that weren't really smooth enough to go into the yarn, and I'm going to make dryer balls.
Oh, okay.
So
that's
great.
That'll
be fun, too.
Yeah, I've been meaning to get some of that, because the stuff they put in dryer if you buy, what do you call it?
Dryer sheets?
Yeah, dryer sheets or even the liquid, like downy and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I never use that.
It's all animal-based, as in... Anyway.
Yes.
It's, so, it would be... dryer balls would be vegetarian. Yes, but vegetarian as opposed to...
Yes.
Not vegan, but vegetarian.
Right.
I'd be fine with that.
Which is interesting. We had this conversation.
Yeah.
I don't want to offend anybody, but... If you're a vegan and you don't want to use wool for your clothes, I don't quite understand that because it helps the wool, helps the sheep.
I know.
Shave them.
Some people feel like it's abusing the sheep, though. I guess it depends how well the sheep are treated. I'm sure there are some that are not treated well.
This one, these guys are spoiled rotten, where I got them from. They get to wear coats every day, and they have like this awesome life in upstate New York.
Yeah.
I found them on Instagram.
Yeah.
So there, I knew what my sheep looked like.
Yeah.
Where the wool came from. So.
Yeah.
I was pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
I think that sheep's name was Phoebe. It's Phoebe. She is still out there and producing wool.
Nice.
Yeah. And if you didn't shave her,
she'd be very uncomfortable.
Yeah. She would be very uncomfortable. So she needs it.
Yeah. But if you are vegan or, you know, maybe you're allergic to wool, sheep's wool or something, there are plenty of other, there's more available now than there used to be when I was first started knitting. So obviously there's acrylic, which I don't like because I'm a yarn snob.
Yeah.
But cotton and linen and bamboo, paper, I think they make some paper yarns.
That one that's Japanese paper.
Yep. There's probably something else I'm forgetting. Hemp. Yeah, there's all kinds of non-animal-based yarns.
Like our Remix.
Yeah.
Remix Chunky is recycled and non-wool.
Yeah.
So, good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, the other thing I've been making, and I haven't done a good job of this, is also at Rhinebeck, I got a new sock machine.
Yes! I know. I'm dying. I want to work. I want to use that.
It's over there in that other room by that yarn that you can't see through the wall.
Wait, can we have a whole, like, show
once
around the sock machine?
I stopped screwing it up, yes. I couldn't get it to work.
Oh.
So I have a lesson set up with Good Karma Farm in Bridgeton, Maine.
Yeah. Which is not far from here.
No. So I'm going to go there the week after Christmas.
Nice.
Which I think is next week, I guess. If this week has started.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, the week in between Christmas and New Year.
Yes.
Ew.
So, if you want to come with me.
Maybe.
Okay.
Let me know when you go.
In the middle of the day, I have to take a day off.
Yeah, I have some days off that week, but not all the days.
So, yes, it's hard. Mm-hmm. And I called, and the lady's like, well, I'm like, I'm having trouble getting this thing to work. She's like, let me just tell you, it's not the machine. You got a knurl blocker, it's not the machine. Like, I know it's not the machine. I'm doing something wrong.
Yes.
So,
don't worry.
I'm not blaming the machine.
I'm not trying to get you to take it back.
No.
I still love it.
Yes. So, it just made a big snarly mess when I got it.
It's like anything. Like, when I was first using my, Taylor.
Yeah.
Swift, I wasn't doing it right and I was making a mess. It's like anything in life.
Yeah. Exactly. So I need some work, but that is something I spent some time trying to make and it just didn't work out. But it will.
Yes.
We'll get there.
Yes. Cool.
So, I think that's it.
Is that it? Wow. Well, Gotta keep knitting really fast to get ready for Christmas here. So, let's just say a big Merry all the things.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Festivus.
Happy holidays.
Thank you for spending another year with us. Yes.
And as usual, you can find your show notes at knitwitportland.com.
Yeah.
Click on the Main Yarn Podcast link or box or wherever you can find it. It's there in a few places. And then you can go there too for your swag.
Yep.
If you want that lovely t-shirt.
Yep.
Or good. Some other good stuff.
Yep. As I hit you with my arm.
All right. Well, we will see you in 2024.
Yeah. See you next year, I guess.
Bye.
Bye.